Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is working with the Democratic Republic of Congo and Republic of the Congo to better combat the outbreak of deadly disease. In October, the U.S. Embassy in Kinshasa hosted a two-day tech camp, the Congo's Ground Zero for the Prevention of the Next Global Health Crisis. The tech camp gathered 50 provisional health officials and communication experts from Congo Kinshasa and Congo Brazzaville to explore ways modern technology can inform and equip communities to prevent and stop outbreaks of Ebola, yellow fever, cholera, and other dangerous diseases. Experts from the NGO community provided participants with practical uses of SMS, voice recognition, radio, and visual media technologies in mitigating the health crises. Participants shared best practices in previous health crises and methods for efficiently deploying technology to fight future outbreaks. Tech Camp participants returned home with actionable ideas to improve health communication between provincial governments and the communities. Through U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, the United States government provided more than $200 million in 2017 in humanitarian aid, including health services, to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. USAID and CDC provide health-related support to underserved rural and urban communities throughout both Congo Kinshasa and Congo Brazzaville. Tech camps are a U.S. Department of State program that links civil society groups with technology experts and tools to apply tech solutions to real-world issues. Representatives from more than 3,000 organizations globally have taken part in a tech camp since the program's inception in 2010. Elon Moss, Senior Communications Manager for New York-based NGO Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, facilitated the Congo's Ground Zero for the Prevention of the Next Global Health Crisis. I believe wholeheartedly in the potential for innovation and technology to solve the world's most obstinate challenges, said Jennifer Haskell, Chargé d'Affaires at the U.S. Embassy in Kinshasa. I also am aware that what works in one country may not work in another. Therefore, our tech camp is focused on results, with participants identifying their own real-world challenges and offering practical technologies to help solve them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.